So we're back in business. All right. I will update the dial-in later, but do feel free to get us started. Ken.
Okay, so let's get started. Let's look at the agenda. So we'll move right on to OOR Sandbox and DevBox status update.
Okay.
So what have we... Oh, here we go. So the logo, I guess, is okay in the sandbox. That went well.
Yeah,
that's okay, Peter?
Right. Logo looks great. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, finally.
Now, BioPortal has come out with a new release.
Yes, but we're not running it yet, quite.
Well, they're... What form do they have the release? Is it software or is it...
I guess the source code
or is it a Zen image?
It's neither. I mean, I don't think they've delivered the Zen the image yet. But, of course, if you run real BioPortal, not sort of their appliance, I mean, the real BioPortal is running in a new set of software. On the side, we are exchanging email with at least three of the people now on getting the Zen image out, which I guess is more than trivial. As of the latest exchange, I mean, there must have been about 10 different exchanges between like Shinya Yamada on my team with a Mike Seto from their team and then Alex Gunchuk from their IT and Ray Ferguson, of course, and myself and so on. So, we're sort of step by step straightening out the last details on what needs to be set up on their side so that things could be run on our side. And the latest is that none of the boxes that we are running could actually support the image that they are going to supply us, which requires something called an HVM capability, which is only supported on some of the newer CPUs. However, we do have a machine, we do have a box that is not deployed yet that runs a CPU that could support that, and I have to prepare that machine in the next maybe 2 or 3 days and install that, install a host DOM zero virtual infrastructure on there, and then we could sort of load their guest machine. So
boy, doesn't software stink?
What?
Doesn't software stink?
It's so much of a pain.
I just want a damn thing to work.
Right.
Well, it's... Unfortunately, this is in between software and hardware because it's actually simulating
right.
a machine.
Yes.
But it's software that's simulating the machine, right?
Well,
software simulating hardware.
It's using some hardware features to be able to simulate the machine at a hardware level.
I know.
So there's some subtleties there that are not just software.
Yeah, and as a result, I mean, to narrow down the problem, they can't make itself look like every machine that have existed in history. So they only supported certain machines or certain CPUs.
I know, it's a cost issue.
Yeah, and it's the transition from 32-bit to 64-bit, that's also
the main problem
right now.
Yeah, it's actually funny if you look back over what they support. They either support very high-end new stuff or very common play stuff.
What stuff?
Play stuff. I mean, toy things. I mean, if you want to just test out a virtual machine on your laptop, that actually would work. But you're not going to run that as a server and serve the whole world with it.
That works.
And then somewhere in between all the middle things doesn't quite work, and then And then you have to be at the high end. I mean, if you're really going to run this as a server and support a virtual infrastructure and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why what it was, I mean, Mike Dean, I think, ran into a similar problem even with VMware, was that he very quickly, I mean, over one evening, installed it on his laptop, and he thinks that's easy, passed the whole thing over to the IT department, and the IT department couldn't get it to work.
Could not?
Could not.
Well, they're the IT department. What do you want?
I mean, it could not get it to work easily. I mean, quickly for them to do the so-called presentation. So I think he probably ran into almost exactly the same problem we did, and sort of ran into that problem too, trying to do it at Northeastern.
Yeah, well, it's on our machine at Northeastern that's running.
Yeah, right. But I mean, essentially your machine is somewhere in between. I mean, it's not the toy stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not the serious stuff.
But oddly enough, if I ran it on my desktop machine, it would work, but that's not, it's not really something I could
vote on it. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to use it as my desktop machine.
Well, you can get another one then, right?
Yeah, that's what I have to do. Right?
Okay, so hopefully we are a few days away, but we are making progress, huge progress, and at least, I mean, the people are talking. The right people are talking to each other.
Yeah, so that's where we're kind of snagged at that point.
Yeah, actually, when I was writing this email, not the email, writing out this agenda, things weren't as complicated. And when I was writing this, Ray Ferguson just said, "We're getting very close, and just answer this question." And then Shinya answered that question, and his sort of person who's preparing the sand image came back, and then started like 10 more exchanges, and we're still not there.
Yeah, that last 1% is the hardest part.
right. But I guess these are all teething problems. When we get that sort of get over this hump, I think we're in real business.
Yeah, that would really be nice. Okay. So I guess that's the status report?
Yes, that's the status report on the sand image. So, yeah, go on the mail forwarder.
So the next item is, where are we?
No, I still have this on the same item on the mail forwarder.
Oh, right, mail forwarder.
Yeah. I've created this mail forwarder called support, which now sends people who are writing to support or people who are filling things into the form, sends it to Tejas, Ken, Mike, myself, and the OR users list. So if anybody who wants to see all the support calls or people's feedback on the online form, subscribe to the OR users list. I believe most of you are, and if you aren't, just do OR-users-join from your email address, and you can be there, or drop me an email, and I can subscribe you. I've tested the forwarder, but I don't know if you have tweaked the sandbox to allow what is entered on that form to go to that address, and I haven't gotten a reply from Tejas or yourself. I trust by default anything that's entered in that form goes to BioPortal support, which is probably not what we want. So that needs to be customized.
And yeah, I'm not really sure what you're asking us. I mean, we're perfectly happy to get feedback, but.
No, I'm asking is to add this to the sort of tweak customization list of things to do.
Oh, this is a customization issue. Well, yeah, we really can't start doing active customization until we have this Zen image problem resolved.
Yeah. I mean, this is like similar to the logo. So I assume when we get it, I mean, it comes with the BioPortal logo, and that's one customization. So this is another customization.
Right. So it's basically we want to organize the customizations so that when we get a new version,
right,
we can easily update.
Yeah, we have a checklist of things to do. I've added this. I mean, you remember at one of the earlier meetings, we said we will create an OR sandbox customization page, which Ken has already populated a thing and a few things in there. And I added this support email address as one of the customizations. So just remember that.
Right, right. Well, we have a page for that now.
Right, right. But I have, there's no way I can be sure whether, let's say, the current sandbox, albeit somewhat outdated, whether that one is already customized to send to support or is it still sending to BioPortal.
Good point. We need to check on that.
Right. Yeah, that was my main question.
Yeah. Okay. In general, the BioPortal has various email addresses, kind of, in some cases, hard-coded.
Ouch.
So
hard-coded,
it's difficult to tell sometimes whether that, you know, that actually is, you know, important, you know, because, you know, some of these things may be just leftovers that are not actually in use anymore.
In the source code, Ken, or in configuration files?
This isn't source code. If it's in configuration file, we can override it.
Right.
It's when I was examining the source code, I would find these hard-coded things.
Are you telling Ray about them when you come across them?
Not yet. But I guess after the new send image, I guess that's probably a good thing to do.
Hopefully most of these will be gone because you know, I was finding them in these SWF images, which I believe they're phasing out. So as you go to the new versions, hopefully these things will be taken care of.
Okay.
Hopefully.
But that is an issue we have to you know go back to from time to time to make sure that you know there aren't any of these hidden hard-coded email addresses and things.
That'll be a joy.
Yeah. So it's tracking them down is difficult.
So we just divvy up the source code and start reading through it quickly?
I don't know if we're going to have source code, that's the problem, if it's a Zen image. Is that going to have source code?
At some point, we asked Ray for it. Actually, I didn't mean to do that. I've forgotten. Sorry, Peter.
No, I think he would supply source code. The thing that he's, because they're committed to open source, the only thing they're not planning to supply, which I think is clever, is not to supply people with installation from code because it's really difficult to support and it could consume half the team's time and energy. I mean, assuming that trying to get even a virtual machine image up is that difficult, getting the whole platform up.
You just compile it yourself and try to get it to run?
Right. I mean, there are just too many moving parts.
Yeah. Well, that suggests a bunch of things. None of them are necessarily positive, but I understand their position.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so it basically involves looking at the source code, even if we don't install from it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right, right. I mean, we have...
So that's something you could put into that page, a source code review at each major update version update.
Okay, I will.
It's not as hard as it seems. I mean, you basically just do a search. You can just automate the search for these email addresses and websites.
Port numbers, what else could they hard code in there?
Yeah, there's various things like that get hard coded, and you know, you can just search for it and hopefully you can.
Yeah, Ken, could you type this one line into the chat as a reminder and then remind yourself to add that back to the customization page so you sort of know exactly what you are referring to in more detail than any one of us now. Todd, what is your question about Peter could provide information about the send to list?
You talked about joining some lists from OOR that will forward the
support question.
Yeah, information, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I...
Yeah.
You called it a send to list, I thought. Oh, maybe it's...
No, it's a support list.
Okay,
That's OOR users. I think most of us are already subscribed.
All right, I made a note of this.
Oh, good, great.
Okay.
Peter.
All right, are we finished with the status update?
Yes, that's all I have.
Okay, anybody else? Todd, Michael, do you have anything else to add on this?
On this particular issue?
This is a status update?
This is not the status update, this is the sandbox dev box update.
Just the sandbox dev box.
Okay. If you guys would refresh, I reordered a little bit and wanted to talk about the session planning before the members' activities update.
So we're now doing planning and coordination.
Yeah, because I need to coordinate this Thursday quite yet.
All right, and this is planning and coordination, 2YE5. So, Michael, you have a meeting on November 3rd.
I hope so.
Yes. Elisa is very positive.
Yeah.
She did say she's going to contact you over the weekend, did she?
No, she didn't. No, she's going to try to contact me tonight, actually.
Tonight?
Well, my tonight. Today.
Yeah, my challenge is nobody would remember we have a Thursday session.
Yeah.
I can't quite send out a reminder without telling people what they would be expecting.
I know.
Even the title now is sort of placeholder, which is the problem also.
I wonder if See, because the topic was mainly on, you know, the kind of the ontology registry stuff that's coming out of that one part of ISO, maybe we could have it on on this kind of time instead of the Thursday. I wonder if that would work for her.
I mean, this Thursday seems to work for her. I mean, it's just that, I mean, I could drum something up. I mean, I could sort of keep this title. You remember she actually wrote a whole message. I mean, two or three paragraphs. I mean, a much longer paragraph than I would have expected from her abstract about what she might talk about. I mean, I could sort of synopsize that and put that as a sort of placeholder for her.
Yeah, just do that then. I think that was good stuff that she had there. So
right. I mean, she could just have put it in a slightly different format and say, "Here's your abstract."
Okay, so do that as the placeholder for now.
Right,
kind of
and then after this meeting, I will get the reminder out, because if I don't get the reminder out, we are not going to have an audience. Thursday call will be like four of us or something. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. That's what I'll do. But when she contacts you, ask her to feel free to resupply the title and abstract, and we'll just correct that. Yeah. Don't feel that she's stuck with whatever I put in as a placeholder.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, let's see. The next item is, are we going to have another architecture API meeting? Todd, what do you think?
I would think, hope so. The question is, who can we motivate to join us besides you, myself, Michael, maybe Peter? I don't know if Mike Dean will be free or...
Well, I believe I suggested last time that we need to, we're sort of, you know, interest in it is fading for some reason. We need to do something about that.
We said we would start partitioning the jobs so that people could take the jobs away and then come back and report on what their piece, how their piece have progressed.
Right.
Yeah. And then we also, we had assignments both from your workshop and from Michael's workshop. I mean, from yours, I mean, it's to, people are supposed to read up on how to make a tap, because that's the architecture on adding pieces into the existing BioPortal code, like a plug-in.
And they're doing it on Eclipse, correct?
And then we were supposed to read up on Eclipse. That would keep us busy, and we can get the right people, and if we can get people like Mike Dean and possibly even Eric Chan, but some of the sort of big Eclipse users to maybe give us some pointers. Yeah, pointers on how to get started on Eclipse. That would be nice. Michael,
yeah.
Do you guys use Eclipse at all?
In my lab we do, yeah.
Yeah, I know Cameron Ross develops on Eclipse as well.
That's right. Yeah, and that's why we were adopting that as our platform as well.
Okay, so do you have guys who are sort of adept enough to come join us, or you could even get Cameron to join us at the next workshop or something?
I'll try to get Cameron to join, yeah.
Yeah. So if we can get Cameron and get Mike Dean and Eric, then we have three very strong perspectives on how to get the OR development platform up and going. How does that sound, Ken? Whatever we call it.
I've used Eclipse, but I've never actually developed a plugin or anything for it.
Well, they have a lot of material on that. I have never developed a plugin myself for it, but I gather it's not that difficult. Actually, have I?
In fact, I think Eclipse has a plugin development plugin.
Module, yeah, they do.
Yes.
The new version.
So you can actually use Eclipse to develop a plugin.
Yeah. I think the only thing you need is a lot of disk space.
Well, that I have plenty of, but I just, as I say, I've never actually done it. If we could find somebody who has and give us some...
Exactly. I mean, they're those three really were nice. the names that I was naming. I mean, Cameron and Mike and Eric. At least Mike and Eric do this for a living. Cameron probably too.
Yeah, Cameron does too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, these are real pros.
Yeah, that'd
you're
be
sure
really helpful.
You sure Mike Dean uses Eclipse?
Absolutely. Why would he give us an Eclipse thing when he sort of presented the architecture in the first place? You remember 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
I just remember the interfaces he developed. I don't remember him using Eclipse or...
That's on Eclipse. That's on Eclipse.
Oh, okay. I'll believe you, Peter. I don't know. I've yet to figure out what Michael does on a regular basis.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the reason why I know is because I needed to install an Eclipse environment for him to display that at the meeting. Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Who is going to invite one of these people?
I'll contact Cameron.
Oh, great.
Good man, Michael.
So, who did we say? Mike. I'll contact Mike and Eric. So,
okay.
We definitely want Mike there, even if Eric couldn't come. So, if it conflicts with Mike, I would suggest maybe moving the date so that he can be here.
Well, do we need to move the date or just add a date? Because if possible, I'd like to continue the discussions of what the specification actually says.
Okay, I mean, then we can make this into a sort of different meeting, not even architecture API. We can make this into getting development going.
Development meeting, then.
What? Right?
Yep.
Well, this seems to be a combination of development and architecture. Right?
Yeah. So we can call it sort of Architecture 9 or Getting Development Going 3. Or they're up to you guys.
Add them together. 12 or take an average?
Then it becomes metadata 6.
All right, let's not put architecture in there and focus on development then.
Okay, so...
Yeah, that might attract more people.
So,
yeah.
Session on getting... development going, and
be more specific about the fact
then,
that we're looking at
doing
looking at plugin architectures
on Eclipse.
Yeah,
and doing this on creating tabs and doing it on Eclipse and doing. And developing on Eclipse. So, two things.
Well, are we really concerned about tabs or just the ability to create the plugins for Eclipse first?
I mean, this could almost be two different meetings, actually. I mean, Todd is right. I mean, I guess we can focus one meeting on Eclipse, and then after we know Eclipse, then we can focus one meeting on tabs, and on the tabs meeting, we could bring in people like Ray Ferguson, Paul Alexander, and so on. Because they created those things, then we listen to them on how specifically they suggest developers create new tabs.
Yeah. Do they have any particular patterns that they're using or that they've developed themselves to facilitate the creation of these additional features on tabs? I don't know.
Yeah, they've given us one URL, which is the homework for the next architecture API meeting, actually, that we are supposed to be reading through.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ooh.
Go back to the last notes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, could you post that again?
Can I post that again? hang on.
Yes, that would be very helpful to us.
Just put it into the meeting notes.
When was the last meeting? When was your last meeting? Okay. Give me a moment.
Just transclude it.
Okay.
Is it
no.
4 October?
7. It's 9:20, right?
Huh?
September 20?
Well, no, didn't we have a meeting on 4 October? Or is that... Let's see, was that an architecture session?
4 October... For October is the team meeting.
Oh. How about 11 October?
11 October was your... Oh, no, there was no meeting on 11 October. Oh, sorry.
Oh. Oh, that far away? Okay.
Let's see. Ah. Here. It came from Todd Schneider. Let's see.
Well, I'm going to have to leave in 5 minutes. Sorry.
Oh.
There was something, a conflict I just noticed.
All right. So I just pasted that link about tabs. But maybe back to Ken, and I guess you can try to get things that involves Michael out of the way first.
Well, there's the metadata workshop.
Right. So next metadata workshop, next standards workshop.
Okay. So for the metadata workshop, I really want to get some more input from other people like Mike Bennett on a wider range of examples. So that's still in preparation. For ontologies and standards, I wanted to get a common logic meeting, but Fabian and Leo are both busy on the 10th and 17th, and then there's Thanksgiving after that, and then December. I'm not really available on Thursdays in December, so... that idea is kind of out the window right now. So I'm casting around for some other ideas for ontologies and standards.
Uh-huh.
I'm also trying to get hold of the person who's working on the idiom project within SE4, which is where STEP and TSL are standardized. It's a project to try to harmonize all the different standards in that particular subcommittee.
Right.
So
you saw that post from David Price on Ontolog, right?
Yeah. So he used to be working on that. I'm not sure if he's working on that anymore.
Oh, okay.
One thing I noticed about standards is that there's a lot of discussion about the process.
That's true, yeah. Well, that's kind of what standards organizations are about, is all process.
Right. Have they ever formalized those processes? There are process languages.
Well, formalized in what sense, Ken? I mean, in charters for those organizations usually have it specified how they're to carry out their actions or goals.
Yeah, they have people who really manage things quite carefully there.
Oh, yeah, they definitely follow the rules very carefully.
Yeah.
No, I was just wondering if they had formalized it in the sense of putting it into a business process language.
No.
English, or I guess you know.
No, well,
it's English,
It's hard enough to get
precise
the formalized for standards, the content of the standards, never mind the meta-level process of building a standard. Baby steps.
Okay, then back to the choice of dates. If we I think we probably want to take advantage of November, and if we can, because come December is a fairly short month, and
yeah.
then come January to March, it's sort of Ontology Summit territory.
Okay, so I'm hoping somebody from SD4 will be available on the 17th then, because there's no way we can do a common logic session this year.
Uh-huh.
And we can't do one in November, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Be forewarned that between 15 and 18 November, there's the Semantic Technologies for Intelligence and Defense
right.
and whatever conference
exactly.
going on at GMU.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Are you going to be there, Michael?
No.
You were one of the chairs. You were chairing last time, right?
No.
You were.
I gave a talk one time.
Did you chair when it was still OIC? Or?
No, I wasn't a chair, no.
Did you want to be?
Maybe next year.
Okay, so we probably don't want anything on the 17th. We don't want anything on the 24th. Then comes
1 December.
Yeah, but see, I'm busy the first weeks of December, so I'm not going to be able to do anything.
Yeah. And then the 8th, we're going to do the summit pre-planning.
Right.
Community session. So the only open slot in December is the 15th. And we probably don't want to do anything on the 22nd or the 29th.
No.
Then comes Ontology Summit.
Yeah.
So maybe at best we fit one more standard session in between, and
yeah.
at worst we don't do any more, or we'll have to pick another date other than Thursdays.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll shoot for the 10th to have a next session then.
The 10th?
November 10th, yeah.
November 10th actually is Steve Ray's effort trying to get Guha to talk about schema.org.
All right, so then...
He hasn't come back yet.
Okay, well, okay, I guess it'll be December then. December 15th, you said?
December 15th.
Okay.
Okay.
That might work for Common Logic then, so... Okay, we'll go for that.
Okay, before you leave, I really need to talk to you and John Bateman before I talk to Sue Ellen Wright later this week.
Okay. I haven't seen John actually since his week, so maybe we should just set up a time for a Skype call. We can do a little
count on you to set up the time? I mean, I'm
okay.
generally available.
Okay.
So you.
I'll send an email to John and get a time.
All right. Great. Great. So Common Logic shooting for December
15th.
Great.
Okay. Thanks.
Oh, good. Great.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye bye.
Bye, Michael.
Bye.
I'm going to have to leave shortly also, Peter. I've got to battle with these statistics here.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So if we could just get the action items listed, then we can adjourn.
Uh-huh. Okay, so... So, he didn't say anything about metadata. So let's keep that open. So, back to developing Eclipse and creating tabs and other. Creating BioPortal tabs. You want dates? You want to book tentative dates? These could be Tuesdays.
Okay. Well, let's see. There's the 8th next week. There's the 22nd.
The 8th and the 22nd are good for me, but 29th is not.
Well, it's going to take at least a week to get a response back from the people you'd like to show up, correct?
At least.
Yeah, so I guess we have to push it to the 22nd.
So let's tentatively make it the 22nd. That gives us 3 weeks.
Eclipse. Maybe we should aim at the 8th. The sooner the better. And then 22nd is a backup date.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aim for Tuesday the 8th.
We better let Michael know, since he's going to try and contract Cameron.
Right. And then, if not, then Tuesday the 22nd. And hopefully the Creating Bioportal tab could be 22nd.
Okay. That should give enough notice to Ray and the team.
Yeah, maybe we could make that session. Remember, we still have a session about OR and bioportal architectural synergies. Maybe this could sort of roll into that same session.
Yeah, that would be nice if it worked out.
Yeah, I think enough people would want to come and listen. Bioportal and OOR. Yeah, I think 22nd would be a good date. So 22nd or 29th?
29th?
What's wrong with 29th?
Just a second.
Semtech.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Semtech?
Semtech East. Are you going to be there?
Who's paying?
I don't know. Raytheon.
I'll hold your breath.
Well, you would be at Raytheon.
I might be gone that day, too.
Yeah. So you can't do 29th?
I don't know yet. We'll see.
Put it as a tentative date?
So tentative is 22nd. Then?
Well, that's for Bioportal and OOR, right? The 22nd.
Right. Otherwise, with 29th.
Oh, okay.
But hopefully if we can get Eclipse on the 8th and Bioportal on 22nd, that would be quite ideal.
Really?
No?
Yeah, that would be best.
So at least, I mean, these are sessions that could bring people back.
Why'd they go away in the first place?
Well, nothing seems to be happening. So.
Right, exactly. I think we're just talking and we're not doing anything.
Well, it depends what you want to do, but yes, I understand. The neats and the scruffies, as Leo pointed out.
Okay. All right, I've got most of my dates.
Okay.
And do we want to review action items?
Not really.
There's an old saying, the perfect is the enemy of the good.
Then there's also the half-ass, but...
So that was a real old one. The original is actually in French. Yeah.
Half-ass?
half-assed.
It's impressive.
But, yeah, it's like the neets can, you know, spend so much time getting everything perfect that they never actually succeed in doing anything.
As long as you keep getting funding, what the heck? Yeah, I know.
Well, that's their attitude anyway. Yeah. If you get funding and you get your tenure and promotion, why would you care that you don't actually do anything? You know, it depends on what you consider success, you know?
Oh, yeah. Action items? Have fun?
I guess lining up all the sessions would be enough action for all of us. So it looks like this phone line is okay. The other one stinks.
Well, it does have one slight disadvantage in that the moderator must be
present,
or everybody gets, you know,
put on hold.
No, you can set it up for not requiring that.
Oh, that would be helpful, because that was something I noticed.
Yeah, and I also, I mean, we've tested this before. I also found out if I do an 8-8, then we could get the right things to work. I'm going to mute everyone now with an 8-8, and supposedly you could unmute yourself with a *7. Let's try that.
Are you hearing us, Peter?
I can still hear you. Oh.
Did you? Okay.
I already did 8-8. So.
But you can still hear us.
Which
worked.
Not right. Okay. What happened? Let me do mute all. Can you still? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
I can hear you. You can hear us.
I can hear you, Ken.
Mute is totally not working.
Uh-oh. Very important feature on some of these calls.
Well, yeah, it's an issue we noticed before that if you do a general mute, then individuals cannot unmute.
Not necessarily a bad thing. It depends.
Well, you mute, then nobody can hear anybody. What's the point? And then, but you can have individuals who mute, but that would require everybody at the meeting would then have to go through a process of explicitly muting themselves.
I see. What the interactive guest can talk. Lecture. Guests are muted. Party. Or party is all hosts required. Let me go into lecture mode. Hello?
Oh, you're back.
Oh,
yeah. You hear me?
Oh, did you hear me just now at all?
No. Nothing came across.
Okay. All right. Now I see. Okay, let me do this.
Hello, can you hear me now? Can anybody hear me? Peter? Todd? Oh. Well, it allowed me to unmute then. Because I just unmuted explicitly. Todd, try doing *7.
Yes, it just told me I unmuted.
Yeah, that worked. Peter.
Good, yes.
Did you try it?
Yes, I tried, and it says I'm unmuted.
Well, we found something that works.
Okay, I know why it didn't work now. Let's try all over again. Okay.
Can you
still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Yeah, I can still hear Ken and you.
Okay. Now I'm going to do this.
Q&A.
Can you still hear me? Can you still hear me? Please unmute yourself with the *7.
That unmuted me, I think.
Yeah, I heard you, Peter.
Okay, you heard me. And
I did hear you, Peter.
You can unmute yourself with the *7, right?
Yeah.
How do we remute ourselves?
All right. Yeah, I guess I know what to do now.
You can get, Todd, you can get all of the commands by doing *0. Okay, so are we all set, Peter? Peter?
Unmute.
Yes.
Unmute yourself, Peter. Oh.
So have you finished the test?
Yeah, I have. Do you guys want to test raise hands, *2?
All right. *2.
Yes.
Oh,
raise the arm. Yes. Okay. Raised his hands.
Todd raised his hand. I didn't raise my hand.
You didn't.
On the phone system, correct?
Yeah.
Which is not connected to the chat room.
Is somebody else on the line? There's someone from 44
Germany?
from the UK.
Connected. Could that be left over from Michael coming from Germany?
I don't know. It's only been online for the last 6 minutes.
Oh, Mike Bennett.
Mike Bennett?
I see his name in the chat box.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah, I missed a bit about how to...
Oh, hi, Mike.
Mike,
hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, right. Sorry, I came in late in case you guys were still going, and I guess you've been going an hour on working out how to use the thing, so I just kept quiet.
No, we actually had a real meeting. Now we are done with the real meeting and trying to get the calling platform to work.
Oh, right. I'll leave you to it then. Thanks.
You missed Michael, but he said he needs input from you. To get to the next metadata meeting.
Yes, I need to do that metadata. We have these Thursday calls, and I keep thinking that this week we'll absolutely finalize the metadata that we're going to have. But I've got a reasonably complete spreadsheet. I was hoping to get something to him last week, but I'll either get something tomorrow or finalize on Thursday, and then get another final list, whichever is easier.
Okay. Good. Great. Right. Yeah, keep talking and ask him whether he wants to lock in the date for the next metadata session. Yeah, we will go through that, and he said he cannot quite yet because he is still waiting for input.
Right. Okay. No, I'm very conscious that's on my intro. So yeah, I'll get something to him tomorrow, I think, realistically, and I'll talk to them about the question.
Yeah.
So, cool. Okay. Thanks. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Yep.
I need to pop off.
All right. I think we're done, Ken, right?
Okay. So that's adjourned.
Okay. Thank you. Good meeting.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Peter.
Bye.
Bye.